Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got to break Erica in on something. We want to talk about UFOs.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a ghost.
Oh, right.
They'd be more like, pew, pew. Okay.
Maybe you need to break me in. Okay. She seems to know a lot.
Can you hum? Mm, can you whistle?
No, I can't.
That's, oh, my God. If you do both, that's a UFO.
Oh.
Like,
that's like a, what?
Are you showing off?
A little.
Yeah.
I was abducted as a child. Okay, here's what we want. The reason this is a trial by fire for Erica is because we want you to call if you've got a UFO story. The bulk of people who have UFO stories live in my neighborhood. They live in an area called Commerce City or Brighton.
Where the unwell people
where
go.
We're not exactly put...
But that's from the UFOs and from the aliens.
Correct. Right. Maybe we were fine before we were third and fourth kind, close encounters of the third kind.
Third kind.
Third
yeah.
kind is when you've made contact.
Slacker, have you yourself?
I have
experienced
seen,
a UFO.
Yes, more than one. Like legit.
Tell me more.
Hold on. First,
okay,
how
fine.
Many people in the room have had seen one?
Maybe.
Oh my God. So we can't even, nobody's going to call if we don't have at least two people in here who've seen one.
I would love to be convinced, but I'm just not sold.
You've never seen one.
I don't know. I can't remember things.
Do you
from
believe
like,
in aliens?
Yeah. Like I think there's something other than us out there, but like, are they frequenting Earth? I don't know.
So you don't think it's weird that we just, I'm going to get so hammered for this.
You don't, what?
Just we've had leaps in technology mm-hmm. that seem like we had help.
Maybe we did. I would love to be convinced of that as well.
I would say this. Like I'm going to get conspiratorial right now. We today, modern man, could not build the pyramids. Period. Full send. We couldn't do it.
Didn't they like do something where
Okay. They've tried. They've been like, oh, I just rolled them on logs. No way.
Yeah, that seems
no.
Old.
No way.
Didn't they do something where they found they weren't as old as they thought?
They think they're older.
Older. Yeah. Well, that really changes my mind.
They have like water damage on them. So, and the last time that area would have had water is a really, 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 God. Really long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. That am
makes
I
sense
ruining
to me.
Everything right now? Because no. I'm one of the people. So like I've seen no. a couple different
just
times.
Get but, to the probing.
But like I've never been probed, I don't think.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Because if they, we don't need you to have been touched by an alien, but we just want to see hear your UFO stories. Because but like if an alien grabs you, they definitely probe.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Like up the?
Sure. Well, or whatever.
Like put a chip in you. Or yeah. Like,
oh, just like prick your skin.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
They could do it that way, but they don't seem to like to. something about.
Okay, but. We will not make fun of you if you call in. I've seen, when I was young, there was like five lights in a row, like over my hometown of Longmont, Colorado. Like just, and like all the neighbors came out. We were all just like, what the what? And they hovered there forever. Like the lights that happened in Arizona. You guys remember that happening?
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was like five, and then they're like, oh, weather balloons. It's like, no, they, no. No, it wasn't. Like,
my problem is I don't think I'm paying close enough attention.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And seeking out UFO behavior in
camp?
The world. No. Okay. Have you seen me? Do I camp?
Because I don't think you can see them in the city as well. Like,
that's my problem.
That makes sense. And that's why if they do come, they wouldn't go to a city because they'll be spotted.
Right.
They can't.
And you don't want to probe everybody. You just want to grab that one lone camper. He's like,
right up the.
Yep. And yeah. Just, well, then they find sheep like inside out and stuff.
Inside out?
Yeah, for
or
sure.
Or upside down?
No, inside out. Like you're driving down the road and there's basically an imploded sheep.
I like, that sound.
I got a whole bunch of them. So I'll do the whole thing for you. Ready?
No, no, no.
That's a lot.
Can we just get all to right. other people's
if
stories?
If you have a UFO encounter, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The one time that I think I saw one, I was driving on Hampden approaching university.
Oh God,
and there was just this like silver thing in the sky. And I like...
Can you describe it more?
No. It was just this like line of silver. And it was very bright, very sparkly. Looked away.
And it was like flat?
It was pretty flat.
Okay, that's interesting.
It wasn't like a Mylar balloon or whatever. Like,
because people will always say, yeah. Somebody's going to call, this Mylar balloon just stuck in the... What?
And I like looked at the road and then looked back and it was gone.
Interesting.
So I've described this one before when I was at my apartment at one point way back in the day. Same thing, kind of silver, but it looked like a school of fish that were silver kind of swimming around each other, just kind of like, but in the sky.
Sounds pretty Mylar balloony.
But it was like, it would have been like 20 Mylar balloons kind of like dancing and not going up or just like in one spot. And I was like, what? Almost like in bad Japanese porn, how they pixelate out the...
What?
Haven't seen that.
What are you watching?
I don't know.
Hack back to you.
Your first day on Earth.
All right. If you're still listening, which I can't imagine why you would be.
Because we might get to probing.
303-222-5423.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Right now we're talking about UFO people.
Mm-hmm.
TAC has already talked to them. Are we in danger? Do we need restraining orders? Or you think we're good?
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
We might get probed.
Yay! Maria.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hi. UFO. What have you seen? What have you done?
Oh, I met.
What?
So I was in South America when I was 19 years old. So this is over 20 years. And it was.
Do you know what's happening right now?
Lake.
The alien.
Yeah. And. Yeah. And suddenly, all the parents was...
Okay, Hack, can you tell us what she saw? Because we're getting every third word from her.
She saw it in Ecuador. She told me.
She saw a UFO?
Could you just describe? You don't know what she saw.
I don't like to talk about other people's probings. It feels very personal.
Rowan?
Yai.
UFOs, probed or not. Let's hear yours.
Yeah. So this story got handed down to us from my aunt and uncle. They were camping up, do you know where Poudre Canyon is?
Yeah.
Yeah, up by Fort Collins.
Yeah, up there by Fort Collins. I believe our morning show girl there, Jamie's got a cabin out there by Poudre.
Mm. Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's a nice area. Yeah.
Hold on. Rowan, can I have a moment?
Yep.
Rocket scientist Eric over here is trying to sound it out, and she thinks it's like Pooter, like P-O-O-T-E-R, like Cooter with a P.
Well, actually, first I heard Cooter, and Cooter. I was like, no.
Up there in Cooter Canyon. Yeah, no, it's Pooter, but it's O-U-D-R-E, Pooter. But when there's UFOs up there,
feels
it's more like Pooter.
Gone powder, but okay.
No, it's like Pooter.
It's Pooter.
Pooter. Like, you know, you do, I almost said a bad word. You do stuff on your pewter. Your pooter.
I'm done with this. Can we go back to Rowan?
Rowan, keep going, buddy. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. So anyways, they were going to bed, and it was getting dark. It was after dark. Mm. And they saw some headlights kind of coming up the valley where they were camping.
Okay.
And so they didn't, you know, think much of it. It could be another car. But then they were looking at the headlights, and the headlights started getting kind of further apart, and at some point they thought, oh, those are like too far apart to be a car.
Two motorcycles, maybe?
That was my thought.
Yeah, well, they were wondering, like, yeah, two motorcycles. Anyway, so then they stopped really far apart from each other, and something was up because they couldn't figure out how the headlights would be there with where the road was. And then in the silhouette against the tent, they saw two figures that were kind of very long figures, like people, but just really super long.
So they did actually see aliens. Like, we never get people calling with aliens. It's always just the craft.
The UFO, yeah.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Is it just a long shadow?
Oh, that is how shadows do work.
Yeah. Mm. Not important.
Okay.
Right. So, I'm sorry to yuck your yum.
No, so it was weird, but, you know, I mean, they were still worried because, like, the people were kind of approaching their tent.
Yeah.
So my aunt turned to my uncle to tell him, get the gun. Hmm. And then they basically just went lights out. That's all they remember. And they woke up the next morning both remembering this. My aunt had a scar on the back of her knee.
Shut up! Whoa. She got probed!
Yeah. And she showed us that scar. So...
What? She's what, that scar?
Yep.
Showed us.
She, oh.
Is on her pooter.
Okay.
Wow.
That's incredible. We've never had somebody get probed or get chipped.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But it wasn't you, but that's still cool. Is your aunt still alive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's part of the, like, kind of campfire lore in our family. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Do you think she would let us probe her a little bit?
Hey.
I mean, just see.
No, can we get a scan to see if something's in there?
Yeah, like, let's get after it.
Yeah,
or try to hit the reset button on it. Like, it's like a chip, like a like a vet chip. You go up to it and like run the little woo woo woo, and it's like
see in your pet.
Yeah, you just run the little thing. I wonder if they chip us like they're chipping a. They're like, ooh, we like this one. I want to remember where this one's at.
Makes me feel like a little sim.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of cute.
Thank you, Cecile.
Yay.
UFOs, this is getting weird in here. What's your story?
My uncle and aunt were driving me and my mom in Mexico on the highway, and all of a sudden, every single car on the highway was stopped. We got out of the car to see what was happening and looked up, and there was a oval metal-shaped object spinning in the air.
Whoa.
Was anyone, like, racing towards it?
No, everybody was just frozen. It was literally out of a movie. Everybody was just looking up with their mouth dropped.
Did the cars stop because everyone saw it, or did the cars just stop working?
Mm-hmm.
Great question. No, everybody just was in awe.
Yeah, they saw it and they just pulled over. They're like, what the hell?
Did you see it take off?
Yeah. Yes. So we were just looking at it and all of a sudden in a split second, it was gone.
Wow. That seems pretty UFO-y.
Yeah, I passed the hair on my arm test.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. The funny part is when we got to our hotel down in Mexico, the news had reported it as a weather balloon, everybody called BS on it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But nobody got probed, which is weird.
Whatever it was, it made me late. I'll tell you that. Traffic's terrible.
Allie?
Yay.
UFO stories. I know you have a bunch of them.
Can you
tell us one because we're almost out of time?
Yeah, absolutely. So in high school, my husband lived in like the basement level of his house. He lived out in the country and his radio would just go berserk at like random times. Like I remember even being over there, like the volume would blare or it would just turn on when we never had it on. There was a time where like he woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning staring outside of his like basement level walkout door, just looking at the sky. He had no idea how long he was there. Before he kind of woke up out of it. And then there was at one point he heard at like, again, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, like crunching of like carpet, like people walking downstairs. And he was younger, so he slid between his bed and the wall to kind of hide because he had no idea who it was. Whatever it was, came in his room, went to his bed, stood there because he could hear it, and then walked back out and never bothered him. But like he never heard the doors open. Anything like that.
I'm just like, so
I don't
they
want...
can fly across the universe. but
they can't see the kid hiding.
Yeah, the kid.
I just walked through the door.
Well, it was like he had like a huge, like, what do they call it? It was almost like, God, I can't remember what they call it. It was like sailor beds. It was like a raised bed with drawers underneath.
Those aliens, they struggle with those.
Apparently, drawers. I don't know.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.